Hi, this is Lurky McLurker, GWA. I am responding to a sex questionnaire by BJohns27. Here are my answers to your questions. Number one, favorite position and why? I really like, straddling a man who is sitting up. I like it because it puts pressure on my clit, and I can usually get my breasts to the man's face for more, nipple attention. That is probably the easiest way that I get an orgasm from sex. That said, the position that where the woman lays on her stomach and the man pulls her ass up in the air and takes her from behind, I guess. That has hit some spots with the right guy that are pretty amazing. But generally, I like to be on top with the man sitting because it doesn't really matter the man's size. It seems like a man has to have a pretty big dick to hit the right spots when I'm on my stomach. So number two, have you ever been with anyone you thought had a really big dick? If so, what was your reaction when you saw it and how was the experience? If not, does it interest you? Yes. And do you hope to get one sometime? Apparently the first guy I was with when I was in high school had a huge dick, and I didn't really know what to expect, and didn't know much about men's bodies, so it was excruciating, though. He didn't know how to use it, I didn't know what I was doing, and it was so painful. So when I realized that sex didn't have to be like that, that was kind of a relief, but now that I'm more experienced, like a ridiculously huge cock sounds, yes, please. Please and thank you. Number three, do you give head? If so, do you enjoy? Yes, I do. I love to make a man moan. And even if they don't moan, there's just a look in their eyes like hell yeah, and I just love doing that, getting that reaction. I don't think I would enjoy it so much if, like, the man was just sort of, reading the newspaper or something, browsing Reddit, because, it's, like, not the best sensation in the world, but, so I guess I love the reaction when I give head, and yes, you kind of have to deep throat. It's just not as much fun if you don't. Number four, how do you feel about cum? Do you like seeing it? Ever been with a guy who shot a lot and were surprised by how much? Where do you prefer it? Okay, this is where I get a little bit prudy. I don't like Jell-O or pudding or anything sticky like that. I don't like the texture of it. And cum can smell really bad. Especially if you're with a vegetarian, like, yuck. So I'm not a huge fan. I will swallow it for sure. And if the guy is like totally into, beating off on me, okay, absolutely. I will, do whatever makes them happy to an extent, but I'm not like, oh yeah, come, I want that, it's like, okay, that's what happens when a man has an orgasm, so we'll just deal with that. Number five, have you ever done anal? No. Yes, I'm interested, but I have never been with someone who asked for it. And I think it would have to be someone who already knew what they were doing, because it sounds excruciating if you do it wrong. So, but yeah, totally would do anal. Number six, do you like it rough? Yes. Not necessarily BDSM. Yeah, I've never gone so far as BDSM. But yes, I love when a guy just fucks the shit out of me, for sure. Hair pulling, spanking, and like not light spanking, like spanking. There's just something crazy hot about being taken. Absolutely. Yes, 10 out of 10 would do just the like hard fucking every time. Number seven, ever had a threesome? No, I'm really shy and I would never ever be able to ask another girl to go down on a guy with me or whatever, you know, like get together with two other people. I sometimes think about Craigslist, you know, people asking for stuff, but I'm super paranoid and I don't know. I would rather know both parties, and so I never have, but I would love to pair up with another girl and pleasure a guy that I care about. Two guys on me. Yeah, I guess I have a bit of a fantasy of like, you know, being the girl in a bisexual male couple. Because so like they're already lovers, but they want to add a girl to their sex life. That's a fantasy for sure. Definitely. Number eight, do you watch porn? Not really. Every once in a while, I guess I look for a guy eating a girl out, but I love to hear like real people, you know, getting off and talking about it and just masturbating. So I'm an audiophile, I guess. So I don't really watch too much porn. And if I'm looking for something super specific, someone's written it. So I'll go to Literatica or something. Number nine, do you talk about your partners with your girlfriends in any great detail? If so, you ever become curious about a guy because of it? Yeah, definitely. You know, it's hard not to want somebody when you hear they're good in bed. But, you know, you kind of have to respect the whole, like, hands off another lady's merchandise thing. But yeah, I've had fantasies because I've heard that that someone's boyfriend or husband or partner or whatever is good in bed. Number 10, do you ever feel a guy's balls smacking you in any position? Yes. Yes, it's noteworthy. It feels good. I don't know. It's like a added sensation down there. And, I don't know. Yeah. It's definitely, an added turn on, but if it doesn't happen, then I'm not like sad about it, I guess. Number 11, ever squirted? Was it with a guy or on your own? Yes, I have squirted. The first time it ever happened, I was straddling my boyfriend on a bed and he was using his fingers to get me off, and I squirted all over his jeans and I thought I had peed until we saw what it was, and he was so proud of himself. And that's when I realized it wasn't gross. Like that was like a huge turn on for him. So and then, yeah, I sometimes squirt. Like, usually it's when I'm coming a second time after I've already come. And then definitely, like, if I can do it a third time, in succession, I'm definitely like squirting at that point because my muscles are so tight, I'm so wet, and yeah. But I've never tried to like squirt across a room or anything crazy like that. Number 12, talk about the best sex you've ever had and why it was so great. I think it had to be the first time I ever had rough sex, because I'd been treated really gently until then. I was young and I was with guys who were still trying to figure out what they were doing, and then I met an older guy who already knew what he was doing, and he pulled my hair and he smacked my ass and he flipped me all around, and just used me up, and it was fucking amazing. Yeah, so any time like that was just really amazing. Yeah, I don't know if I should go into more detail, but I guess if you want more detail, you can ask me to re-record the last question. So yeah, thanks for writing those questions. I hope you like the answers and have a good day.